Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking about today's program, President Trump's weekly address. And this is really an amazing address because it begins to start talking about more of the campaign promises that he's delivering on and the House representatives are working along with him. This is a beautiful thing because one of the most important responsibilities of the President of the United States is to keep the citizens of America safe. And if you've been paying attention in the previous 8 years, many of Americans have not felt safe. We've heard report after report of the so many people that have been crossing the borders, in particular Mexico, the Mexican border there, and the reports are they've been porous. Even the prisoner, El Chapo, had an underground tunnel out of a jail out of Mexico. And so many Americans have been, you know, threatened, they've been hurt. And right now, even according to Kamal Saleem, which we'll have later on the program, over 450 Islamic terrorists back in 2010 illegally came to the United States to do Americans harm. Well, you're going to hear from President Trump as he talks about Kate's Law. Kate's Law was just passed by the House, and it's going to bring stronger penalties for those illegal immigrants that get caught in the United States. Watch this.
My fellow Americans, this week I was joined at the White House by American families whose loved ones were killed by illegal immigrants. Many of these illegal immigrants had extensive criminal records and had been repeatedly deported. Every single one of these deaths was preventable. These beautiful American lives were stolen because our government refused to do its job. If the government had simply enforced our immigration laws, these Americans would still be alive today. That's why, since the day I took the oath of office, I have been restoring the enforcement of our immigration laws and the protection and defense of our borders. These courageous Americans joined me at the White House to call on Congress to pass two bills that I campaigned on during the election. If enacted, these bills will save countless American lives. The first bill, Kate's Law, is named for Kate Steinle, who was killed by an illegal immigrant who had been deported 5 times. This law will enhance criminal penalties for those who repeatedly reenter our country illegally. The second bill, the No Sanctuary for Criminals Act, will block federal grants to jurisdictions that shield dangerous criminal aliens from being turned over to federal law enforcement. On Thursday, I am glad to report these two bills passed the House of Representatives. This represents a crucial step toward ensuring our public safety and national security. I want to thank Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte for his dedicated work on these critical bills, as well as other crucial legislation that will soon be considered as well. I also thank leadership for advancing these life-saving measures. I now call on the Senate to take up these bills and send them back to my desk for signature as soon as possible. We need security. We need safety in our country. And I call on all members of both parties to stand united with victims to stop these terrible and senseless crimes from ever happening in the first place. This legislation presents a simple choice: either vote to save and protect American lives, or vote to shield and comfort criminal aliens who threaten innocent lives, and they've been shielded too long. As we head toward the 4th of July, we remember now more than ever to cherish our freedom. The foundation of freedom is the rule of law. It forms the bedrock of our Constitution and the cornerstone of our way of life. So this Independence Day, while we're enjoying treasured time with our friends and loved ones, let us not forget the families who have an empty seat at the table this year. And let us pledge that from now on, we will protect, defend, and save American lives. Thank you.
Great news, because it's so important that Americans actually feel safe, in their own country. So we need to celebrate Kate's law. We need to encourage the Senate to pass it, because now what we're seeing is stricter penalties for those that will come from another country illegally and actually do an American citizen harm. Listen, the murderer, Kate's murderer, she was a citizen. He was deported 5 times. That means he left and came back 5 separate times. What does that tell us? Our system is broken. You're going to hear from the Department of Homeland Security, General Kelly, as he shares how border crossings have been reduced by 70% since Donald Trump has been elected president. Listen, there's more work to be done, but I'm all for keeping Americans safe. We're talking about President Trump's weekly address, where he begins to talk about Kate's law, shares about Kate's law. This is so important because we had an election in this country, Steve.
Absolutely.
And this election, many people voted, and one of the key issues was border security.
Yeah.
In the previous administration, so many Americans felt unsafe, and they were hearing all these reports from ICE and here from Border Patrol.
Oh, our border was porous.
Yeah, people were coming in
left
and right, and the ranchers were reporting. And listen, it's not just the gang activities, it's not just the drug cartels, but it's actually radical Islam
and
terrorists.
We even talked about it on the program, how one of the farmers, or actually one of the ranchers in Texas, on the border found a book from Urdu to English, or maybe it was English to Urdu, and that awareness of how many from other nations were coming through our borders.
Yeah, and so now we have a president who's actually taking action, but it's the House of Representatives that actually, you know, passed this bill. They need the Senate to approve it. But I believe it will get. You need to pray and make sure that this bill gets passed. But Kate's Law, the president recently had victims, families, that lost their loved ones that were murdered because someone was in this country illegally. And a lot of things are being said today about, you know, immigration and maybe that this administration is against immigration. And it's like, well, that can't be further from the truth. I mean, I like immigration. I mean, think of the beautiful part of our country, that so many people from all over the world are wanting to come to this nation.
To come to America,
it's great. Immigration is wonderful.
When it's done legally.
But you want it to be done legally. And there's a series of steps. There's a series of things that people have to go through. We've talked about the citizenship test, and you're literally renouncing your, you know, where you came from, the country.
All
you're
saying, allegiance, all potentate, any former country to come here.
And you're saying that you want to become an American citizen and abide by the law. And the law of the land is the Constitution. You have in Texas, in Dallas, I believe, they're wanting to implement Sharia law, which is, you know, Islamic law. And to, there's just, you can't do that. We want to go by the Constitution. We want to talk about Kamal Saleem, and I referenced Kamal in the monologue, because Kamal Saleem was he's now a believer, but he was sent to the United States to perform jihad, and he was, you know, sent here to basically do us harm. But I guess God had a different plan for jihad, Kamal. Because Kamal was in an accident, some Christian doctors basically loved on him. They nursed him back to health, and they preached the gospel to him, basically, with their actions. And Kamal met Jesus. I mean, he gave his life to the Lord. Well, now God is using Kamal all over the world to preach the good news, but also to bring awareness to Christians about what's truly happening. At Morningstar, I want you to hear what Kamal said in 2010 about Islamist terrorists entering our nation. Watch this.
In 2010, the U.S. Patrol Border reported that nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists crossed into the United States of America. 2010. And the numbers are escalating. And what happened, the reason why they know those numbers and they report them, because they could not deport them back, because Canada or Mexico would not take them back. So America is stuck with them. And America would not send anyone to jail. So what they have to do is give them a court date. And because we have no place and no money to spend on them, so they release them back into society and they disappear. And so what happened is, today America is in grave dangers. And why? Because they want to hurt the United States of America, specifically the church.
They want to hurt Americans and specifically the church. And so it's important. It's important that this president is serious about, A, delivering the promises that he campaigned on, and two, serious about truly protecting and securing our borders. Here recently, the Department of Homeland Security, General John Kelly, was interviewed on Fox and Friends, and he laid out some real statistic that it's going to probably surprise you and alarm you, but I'm glad to know that he is on the job. I want you to watch the general now.
75% of the people that the great men and women of ICE have taken into custody, 75% are criminals. The other 25% are not innocent. There are multiple deportees. There are people who have fleeing from the law. They're fugitives, but they're not necessarily convicted criminals. So 75% are indeed criminals. The other 25% are not the valedictorians of their high school class.
75% of people being taken into custody by ICE, that's Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency, are not good people. They're criminals.
And when you look back, when you rewind a few months ago, shortly after President Trump came into office, he actually spoke before, I believe it was, the ICE and also Border Patrol, and made sure that he gave them additional troops that they needed so that they could do their job more effectively. Because in the previous administration, there was not that personnel that they needed to do. And what we talked about is the fact that one of the primary responsibilities that a president has is to establish and maintain the borders around America, and we're seeing that now, and it's so vital.
Steve, if you don't have a border, you don't have a nation.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just the bottom line. Exactly. You're not going to have, you know, a country.
It's like your skin. Without your skin, we're exposed to so many just contagions and just viruses. It's just like we're able to be healthy on a daily basis because of our skin that protects us, and our borders as a nation is our skin.
It's amazing. I want you to go and see DHS security once again speaking to Fox and Friends, because a lot of people think that a lot of this is alarmist or, you know, maybe conspiracy. This is not a conspiracy. This is a government, you know, a person who's in the government who has a real responsibility. Department of Homeland Security. This cabinet position was filled after 9/11. I believe the very first director of Homeland Security was former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge, and President Bush appointed him W. And now you have, you know, a general who's in this position, and he tells Fox and Friends, if you knew what I knew, and I'm going to let him finish the sentence for you, but this is a person who is charged with keeping us safe under the leadership of the president, and they get to see things that we don't get to see. They get to hear things that we don't get to hear, and it's important. We take for granted that we can live life in our communities, and we can travel, we can do all these things, and feel pretty much safe. Well, there's a reason for that, because people are doing their jobs. I want you to listen to what he had to say.
I was telling Steve on the way in here, if he knew what I know about terrorism, he'd never leave the house in the morning. Yeah.
If Steve knew, he's talking about the on-air host, of what he knew about terrorism, he would never leave the house. Listen, I'm grateful for this president, and I'm grateful for all of those that are serving to keep us safe in the United States. I want you to be supportive of our elected government officials, and be sure to express your concern. We want legislation. We want laws that protect our citizens and help fix this immigration crisis that we have. So we have a lot of people that come in during the right way, legally.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.